host for the hour. My name is Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget?
Welcome to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM. This is an old-time bluegrass music show, and that was hardly strictly bluegrass. But it does represent my relationship to Campus Community Radio. That was Casey Chambers and a track called Backbone, in parentheses, The Desert Child, which was just recently released, and I was very excited about it because before I started even being a volunteer at Campus Community Radio, which is 20 years ago now, Casey Chambers released her first record called The Captain, and it was on my local campus community radio station, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with her, and here we are, some many, many years later. My name's Robin, and we're going to have a little bit of a sojourn through some new music that is hardly strictly bluegrass. And then we're going to get into some music that is more strictly in the old time and bluegrass music vein. Sort of typical of how this show weaves its way. There will be fiddle, and there will be banjo, and there will be some other things going on. So hopefully you can stay with me until the clock strikes one. Set of new music for you to get us kicked off. Sarah Burton has a new record that is folky. It's called Swoonville, USA. And this track that we're going to hear from that record is called Sorry, right here on Roots and Berries.
You know, I haven't always been my best version. I figure out things the hard way and I'm still learning. So for whatever role I played in the hard part of your story, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. Said a lot of crazy things just trying to be cool, and so I made her cry just to fit in with the guys, the same ones who always made me look a fool. And I'm sorry.
Give me.
best version. I figure out things the hard way and I'm still learning. So for whatever role I play in the hard part of your story, from the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry.
About the whistle blowing, about the wheels are turning, as we're coming round a mountain through the snow and the fir so tall. About the 97, the orange blossom special, the Glendale train, Bangor, Maine, right in the Wabash Cannonball. Look at me, well, you'd figure I could see that she only loves me for my train songs. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, mama, look at me. See that she only loves me for my train songs. Yeah, she only loves me for my train songs.
If you want me to sit here quiet, I'll be there for you any day. You don't have to know the answers. There are far too many of them, dear. But if you want me to sit and listen, I will, because I want to be here. Darling, I'll be here for you. Both of us might say all the wrong things and cause more trouble than it's worth. But we're messy and we're human and made for mistaking, sharing light through the laughter we make. The storms come blustering, here for you, and I'll be your shoulder to cry on, and I know you do the same for me. What a help good friends can be.
Her name is Irene Poole, and the album is The Mountains and the Sea, a track called Here For You. I don't know much about Irene Poole, other than the fact that that's a brand new record, and she's got a few out to her name, Canadian artist, and another Canadian artist before that, Joe Stanton, with a track from his album Vintage, and She Only Loves Me for My Train Songs. As I was listening to that, I'm always sort of it's remarkable to me how song names come into being, and how sometimes a song name like She Only Loves Me for My Train Songs, which is a lot of words, to fit that lyrically into a bar of music just seems like a feat of amazing skill. And so I appreciated that about Mr. Stanton. You're listening to Roots and Berries here on Campus Community Radio, CJSF 90.1 FM, from the top of Burnaby Mountain, where we are on the unceded ancestral territories of the Holkmeenam and Squamish speaking peoples. I'm Robin. I am your host for the hour on Fridays from noon till 1 o'clock, at which time I pass the microphone over to my colleague, the music director, Connor, who hosts a program called Department Uno. And not sure if you're aware, but, you know, here at CJSF, we get sent a lot of music. The music that gets played on the radio contributes to our charts. CJSF music charts, those get compiled into a bigger, broader compendium of campus community charts for the entire country. And the same thing happens in the United States with Campus Community Radio. They have a Campus Community Radio charting system as well, that allows for new artists, but also artists that, you know, likewise here on CJSF, might not get a lot of airplay because they just don't fit that format of quote-unquote popular music, right? Billy Strings is one of those artists. And, you know, he's not a stranger by any means to the genre of bluegrass. He's a hell of a flat picker guitar. But he's never been on the campus community charts before. And I noticed his name up there yesterday, a little bit down the list for sure. And we're going to have a listen to this song from him off of Highway Prayers. This is Escanaba here on Roots and Berries.
living. No, he's coming home. Wash his hands, wash his eyes, make him clean from the dirty life. Take it slow, let it go. It's a good time, you gotta just let him roll.
In a little town where we had a little place, having fights on Friday night, stars shining in empty space. There must be more out there, can't live by bread alone. We had that wanderlust, can't feel so all alone. So we put a little gasoline the tank of the Chevrolet, put songs on the radio, sang aloud to all the words we could sing. Then we drove past the quarry and we drove out of town.